Dictation for Nancy. Thomson, THOMSON, May 1151. Address as a letter to Dr. Scott, S-C-O-T-T, Vogel, V-S in Victor, O-G-E-L, 953-5320. Dear Dr. Vogel, follow-up for Nancy with chronic kidney disease, hypertension, prior lithium exposure for bipolar disorder, prior elevated calcium resolved, has cerebral palsy, last visit August, left-sided total hip replacement, Dr. Mautsatson, Mautsatson, August last year, apparently no complications, no anti-inflammatory agents. I did an extensive review system and is negative. Overall, she's feeling well. Medication list review. I want to highlight the lisinopril, Norvasc for blood pressure, remains on narcotics, psychiatry medications. Fosamax was discontinued. She was exposed for apparently 5 years. Next paragraph, pressing weight 115, has gained few pounds, blood pressure 132/76 on the left side, alert to the intestine 3, no respiratory distress, respiratory cardiovascular normal, no gross ascites or edema. She has deformity from cerebral palsy, primarily on the right upper extremity. Next paragraph, most recent chemistries. February, creatinine 1.7. For the last 3 years, baseline. Representing a GFR of 32, stage 3B, normal electrolyte, acid-base, nutrition, calcium, phosphorus, malanemia 12.6. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. TKD, stage 3B, stable over time, no progression, no symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis, no volume overload. Next number, bipolar disorder with prior lithium exposure. Next number, hypertension in the office, fairly well controlled. Next number, anemia without external bleeding, no indication for EPO. Next number, phosphorus elevated. We are going to monitor for potential binders. Next number, prior elevated calcium presently normal, other chemistries stable. Blood testing on a regular basis, plan to see her back on the next 4 to 6 months.